Hi everyone, I'm Ali Graymond. I'm one of the original OCD recovery coaches to be online. And I can tell you that after 1,000 videos, 15 years of experience, my message is still remaining the same. You can fully recover from OCD. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can fully recover too. Today, I wanted to talk to you about working on the underlying sensitivity. It's that sensitivity that we had since we were children. So most people with OCD, not all, but most people with OCD were sensitive as a child, easily hurt, easily, let's say, offended, holding on to negative things, cannot process emotions, cannot deal with intrusive thoughts. So even before intrusive thoughts in OCD, they couldn't deal with intrusive thoughts in everyday life or couldn't deal with them well. So as I said in my previous videos, step one, your number one job is right now to get rid of OCD. And they have over 1,000 videos describing this in detail on this channel. Number two priority though, and it's still a priority, I would say just as important as the number one, is to get rid of underlying sensitivity. So start applying the same principles you are applying to OCD to real life stuff. For example, you get into an argument with a friend, or you get into an argument with your family members. How much are you going to ruminate about it? Somebody did something wrong. How much are you going to be thinking about it? My general life outlook is this, and I hope you use it because it really does work, is can I do something about it? Is this situation something that requires action from me? And if it requires action, okay, that's fine. You can do the action. But if it doesn't require any action, if the situation is now over and done with, why am I letting myself ruminate? Let me illustrate. Let's say you have a partner and your partner suddenly breaks up with you. You didn't want to break up, but they broke up with you. There's nothing you can do. It's over. But now you have a choice to make. You can A, go and, you know, check up on them on every social media imaginable, and still kind of be dating them. They just don't know about it. Or you can say, easy come, easy go. I'm going to go have fun with my friends and I'm going to go disregard. If you approach it from that way, that you're choosing not to ruminate, you're choosing not to dwell, you're making the active choice to move on, your mind will move on a lot faster than if you're like, oh, what are they doing? Let me see. Oh, I didn't check that one. Let me see. You know, most people are like, yep, I've done exactly that thing. So what I'm saying is make the choice to disregard in real life as much as possible. If there is no decision, you don't need to be actively thinking about it. And you will start to see that, again, using the Graymond method, doing this, not only will your OCD get better, but also your real life becomes better to the point that, A, you're not bothered by OCD thoughts at all. You're fully recovered. And B, your reaction in real life is also much better. You can stay calm under the pressure. You don't fly off the handle. And what I'm saying now, like this is part of the Graymond method, that it's not only practiced with OCD, but also outside of OCD. So you normalize the nervous system. So you're not like, okay, well, I'm not reacting to OCD thoughts, but I'm reacting to everything else. That's also not good. You might feel like you're recovered from OCD, but your life could be so much better, right? So it's really important for you to apply this in everyday life. Just try it. So next time, so this is your homework. Next time somebody says something or does something that you dislike, or life throws you a situation that's unpredictable and that you feel like you normally would overthink, you're not in an OCD way, but then just it bothers you. You're going to make a choice not to overthink it. You're going to make a choice to say, okay, is there a decision here? If yes, then okay, make a decision. But also give yourself a max amount of time. Like by this time, I'm going to make a decision. So it's not endless. right? So by the end of the day, I'll make a decision, or by the end of the week, I'll make a decision, and try to stick to it as much as possible. Like, make it a priority to stick to it, to finalize, put a period at the end of the sentence. If no decision is made or about to, needs to be made, you're going to make a choice to disregard the same exact way you are disregarding OCD thoughts. So we're not making a difference. Like, this is my bag of rocks that I carry with OCD, but this is a separate bag of rocks from my real life. No, they're all rocks. Disregard. I hope you find my videos helpful. Subscribe if you haven't. If you would like to book a talk with me, you can do so through youhaveocd.com. And I will see you tomorrow.